This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Central Committee meeting of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party summoned for Thursday to decide on the parliamentary party leader. All nine ministries asked to propose their plans and programs within March 29th for upcoming fiscal year's budget. And Iran launches multiple waves of missiles at Israel after U.S. President Donald Trump postpones a threat to bomb the Islamic Republic's power grid. Now the news in detail. The Central Committee meeting of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has been summoned for Thursday at the party's central office in Banasthali, Kathmandu. The Central Committee meeting of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, will be deciding on the parliamentary party leader. The swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected House of Representatives members is scheduled to take place at 2 in the afternoon on Thursday, while the RSP has fixed its central committee meeting at 4 p.m. on the same day to elect its parliamentary party leader. RSP spokesperson Manish Jha said the president, Ravi Lamichane, will chair the meeting to be organized at the party central office in Banasthali. All the central committee members have been directed to attend the meeting, which will hold discussions on a variety of issues. The RSP has gained a substantial majority by winning 182 House of Representative seats from the elections held on the 5th of March. The budget formulation work schedule, which is also known as budget calendar for the upcoming fiscal year 2026-27, has been prepared in a way for all line ministries to propose their plans and programs within coming 29th of March. In the context when the new government is yet to be formed following the completion of the election, all ministries are mandatorily required to enter all plans and programs proposed for the upcoming fiscal year's budget to the Line Ministry Budget Information System, which is also known as LMBIS, within the 29th of March as per the budget calendar. Spokesperson at the Ministry of Finance, Tankar Prasad Pandey, informed that all line ministries were asked to ensure entry of their plans and programs in the LMBIS in line with the stipulated budget ceiling for the upcoming fiscal year. The third Red Panda Festival is going to be organized in Ilam district from April 3rd. to 6th. The festival is being organized with the aim of conserving the endangered wildlife species red panda and promoting tourism. Coordinator of the festival organizing committee, Sanam Rai, stated that the festival is being organized focusing on hiking tourism based on the Red Panda Trail. The festival will be organized in Kalpokhari, Sondakpur Rural Municipality, Ward No. 4 in Ilam. The approximately 40-kilometer trail connects various tourist spots from Maipokhari to Zobari. Different species of birds, wildlife, including red pandas and rich biodiversity, can be studied and observed along this route. According to the organizers, the Red Panda Trail Trek experience, jungle safari and bird watching will be the main attractions of the festival. The U.S. Embassy Nepal has launched a nationwide entrepreneurship skill-building program aimed at supporting early-stage entrepreneurs across Nepal, starting from Nepalganj in Banke. Implemented in partnership with International Development Institute and Adhyanta Advisory, the program will reach cities including Dhangari, Biratnagar, Janakpur, Hetaura, Bhairahawa and Pokhara. Around 200 entrepreneurs from all seven provinces will take part in workshops and virtual boot camps focused on business fundamentals, market validation, investor communication, digital marketing, and export readiness. Public Affairs Chief of the U.S. Embassy in Nepal, Mike Harker, said entrepreneurs are essential to economic growth and innovation, adding that the program aims to help Nepali founders build scalable businesses and strengthen trade ties between Nepal and the United States. The initiative is part of the U.S.-Nepal Commercial Diplomacy Series, which promotes entrepreneurship, innovation, and private sector growth. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Iran has launched multiple waves of missiles at Israel, the Israeli military said, after U.S. President Donald Trump postponed the threat to bomb the Islamic Republic's power grid because of what he described as productive talks with Iranian officials. The missiles triggered air raid sirens in parts of Israel, including capital Tel Aviv, where blasts from interceptions were heard. In one attack, homes in northern Israel were damaged by falling debris following an interception. No deaths were reported. Trump wrote on his Truth Social platform on Monday that the U.S. and Iran had held a very good and productive conversations about a complete and total resolution of hostilities in the Middle East. As a result, he said he was postponing for 5 days a plan to hit in Iran's energy grid. His announcement sent shares prices higher and oil prices sharply lower, below $100 a barrel, a sudden reversal to a market soon, caused by his weakened threats and Iran's vows to respond. Those gains were in jeopardy, however, after Iran's powerful parliament speaker, Mohammad Bakir Kalibaf, who an Israeli official and two other sources familiar with the matter said was the interlocutor in the talks on the Iranian side, said no negotiations had taken place. India's health ministry has warned of the risk of unregulated use of weight loss drugs as low-cost generic versions hit the market, stepping up inspections and enforcement across the pharmaceutical supply chain. The warning comes after patents of semaglutide, the active ingredient in drugs such as Ozempic and Wegovy, expired on the 20th of March in India, which is the largest world supplier of generic medicines. Generic versions of the GLP-1 drugs, referring to the hormone that regulates blood glucose levels and appetite, will slash costs and transform the global fight against obesity. But the Ministry of Health stressed that the drugs can only be used with a doctor's prescription. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, including Kosi province, while the Tarai region will remain mostly fair. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snow accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places of the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces and at a few places of other hilly and Himalayan regions. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Central Committee meeting of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party summoned for Thursday to decide on the parliamentary party leader. All nine ministries asked to propose their plans and programs within coming 29th of March for upcoming fiscal year's budget. And Iran launches multiple waves of missiles at Israel after U.S. President Donald Trump postpones a threat to bomb the Islamic Republic's power grid. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.